Chapter 4. Elementary school had been awesome. Now that I wasn't there anymore, it seemed even more awesome, and I realized maybe I should have appreciated it more at the time. There was no uniform, for starters, and there was a courtyard with a garden where we helped grow vegetables. The nice thing was that you knew almost everyone. Even if you didn't know them, at least you'd seen them around and recognized all of the faces. Bank Ridge Middle School, however, had that stupidly strict uniform policy. There didn't seem to be any vegetable growing whatsoever. Last but not least, the school was huge. The main building looked like something out of a horror movie, old and gray and menacing. Then there were some other newer buildings that looked as if they were clinging to it. They gave us all maps on orientation day, but I lost mine. I thought that I would never be able to find my way around it and get to my classes on time. On orientation day, the principal told us there are a little more than 500 students at Bank Ridge. 500! That's enough for an army or something. A very neat army with blazers and shiny black shoes. I think there were about 150 of us at my elementary school, a nice, sensible number. Enzo didn't know how lucky he was to have 3 more years there. Maisie seemed to know where we were going. I teased her about having memorized the map, but she was too busy trying not to get knocked off her feet in the rush to class to even smile back at me. We stood back and plastered ourselves against the wall as a bunch of boys ran past, whooping and laughing and whacking each other with their backpacks. I watched them and wondered if I could ever feel comfortable enough here to do that, or would I always be the one scurrying down the corridor, staying close to the walls, and trying to make myself as small as possible. Everyone was so tall. It was weird to go from being the tallest, oldest ones at elementary school to being the smallest, youngest ones here. It was as if we'd progressed through all these layers on a video game, only to find ourselves unceremoniously dumped right back at the start, and without any of the special powers we'd earned. Luckily, Maisie and I had been put in the same homeroom. I was really happy about that. It was a big relief not to have to worry about who was going to sit next to me. It meant I could focus on all the other worries instead. By the time Maisie and I walked into homeroom, I was feeling like maybe, just maybe, I'd be...